Welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh. I'm excited to say hello to the globe. Each week, I'll bring you new ideas to your spiritual path by letting you hear how other folks have walked their path or how they awakened. The planet, the solar system, and every being in it is waking up in some way. There's always bigger, brighter waves to surf that will change our world. So grab your boards. Hello, and welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh, and it seems like a long time since last week. So many things just changing and happening this year already. I can't believe it. So anyway, today we are going to be surfing the scary, squishy waves. And I'm trying to be light about this, but we want to look at a future event that we know is going to happen. And we kind of want to set things up for us to experience it in a different way. And so once we're in meditation, we can pick out that event. It can be as mundane as you want. It could be a big splashy event. Either way, it's fine. But we want to look for a type of situation where we sort of can tap into what the energy will be like. We already kind of have some psychic information about it. And we're already nervous, scared, worried, or any of the above. And if you really want to be working on this a little more actively, you can always reach out to a mental health professional, because sometimes when we think about scary things, it's actually a couple of different problems all at once. And sometimes we need a different kind of professional, not a psychic, to unwind it for us. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it takes a little bit more effort on our part to kind of unravel some of these things. So we're not looking for the most traumatic thing that might happen in the future. We're just looking for an event that you already know that's going to happen, and we can start working on ourselves and our energy about that event to give us some practice. And so hopefully after the show, you can do this for many different kinds of events in your future. And as a super sensitive psychic person myself, this has taken me a long time to figure this out. And what I have come to know is that you want to send out energy into the future that you're going to walk into. And that right there already calms you down. And then when you start putting in sort of the atmosphere of the place, maybe the event space, you know, it could just be a simple meeting. It could be a Zoom meeting. It could be that simple. But maybe it's the people that are going to be around you or you'll have to interact with that are kind of getting you worried, a little bit scared. And what we're looking for is that energy of where we want to alter ourselves to like sneak in. We want to hide behind. We want to be small, or even be smaller than we can possibly think of right now. We want to not mess up the energy around us in that situation. Like, we don't want to cause any waves. And so that's kind of another little clue of where we don't want our energy to flow. We want to unwind that. And we want to be happy surfing any kind of wave. We don't have to do it forever. Sometimes we can manipulate time a little bit to enjoy the event more, or to make it, some parts of it be very quick and some parts can be a little bit longer. And so some of us have social anxieties about small talk or saying hello to somebody or saying goodbye. I notice that I am the worst person to like leave an event. I don't want to say goodbye. I don't know what that is. It doesn't make any sense. It's probably something really immature. I don't have time to figure it out, but I can at least remember this about myself and actually program or set the energy so that when I leave that space, I'm leaving on a fun moment, a happy sort of exit where I can just wave goodbye and everything's fine, or that it's easy to leave. And then I'm not sort of trapped saying goodbye for, you know, an extra 20 minutes when I don't want to do that. And so there's a lot of push and pull here when we look at these future events. And the other thing that happens to us as a super sensitive psychic is that it starts hanging out in our aura. It kind of looms over us. And it's like this task or this chore that we have to do. And the whole event, let's say you have a meeting with someone, might be 1 hour. And I'm sure you can get through it in 1 hour. But the buildup of the energy and all these things we're working on behind the scenes before it happens could be a lot calmer. And so when you arrive for that 1 hour of your life, for example, you can have a good time. You can listen with both ears this time and actually learn something new. So many things can happen. So many things could offer us new inspiration. There's different ways to be curious about kind of what's going to happen around us in the future. But sometimes when my words start to come out of my mouth outside of meditation, they start to sort of sound like stuff everybody else says. So we don't really want that. Because if I tell you to be curious about a future event, it just, you know, there's too many things going on with that statement, and it's not very deep. And what we're trying to get to today is we want to swim around in the waves. We want to get sloshed around in the surf, and we want to figure out what really matters to us. Sometimes we're worried about a perception of ourselves. Sometimes we're worried about the other party or person that we have to interact with. Sometimes we're worried about the space and how to get there. Just looking up, you know, a map or the traffic or what is it going to be like? Will I ever find parking? Just those kind of, you know, mundane type of things can really lead us off track. And sometimes these future events that we might be participating in, they might really help us and serve us and move us along. We want a good outcome. And so we can't get hung up on traffic or parking or, I don't know, having to go to the gas station to fill up the car or whatever we do to get there. It's like we can uncomplicate things energetically, and it seems to relax not only us, but the people around us. And we can actually interact with the event, the people, places, and things a lot easier. So today we're going to learn how to unwind all this energy and come up with a psychic plan. So I'll give you a lot of different kinds of suggestions. Some things you already can guess what I might be telling you to do. Other times it might be something you never quite put together before, taking one tool and adding it to another. So when we're surfing in real life, you want to bring a wetsuit, you want to bring towels, you want to check surfline.com for the, you know, weather and the how high the waves are, when high tide is. You want to have clothes to change into. You want to make sure you have gas in the car. You want to know which beach you're going to. You want to pack food and drinks. Maybe you have a first aid kit just in case. You tell your friends where you're going. Or maybe they're going to meet you there at a certain time. So like you come up with a plan pretty easy when you're going to go surfing. So when we start, we're going to get into meditation. We're going to pick out that event and then kind of move some energy around our spaces and see what happens. But what we want to look for is the energy where it slows down. It feels like you're stuck. It's like inertia. You don't want to do it. You're like, don't even want to look at the energy. Sometimes the energy will look to you like it's foggy. It can be a certain color that's sort of mean something to you. And so we want to kind of unwind that vibration, because the ultimate event in the future is that space where you arrive in present time for that thing, whatever it is. And being in present time, anything can happen. Lots of opportunities in that space. lots of energetic things can happen to you and support you. But right now, this future event is out in the future. So we have a little less, muscle behind that energy. And so when we're in the past and we're thinking of all the things that went wrong the last time this event occurred, whatever the story is historically, you don't want to go back there either, because that sort of fills up the space with what happened before and doesn't leave you space for what could happen in the future. So the fun thing about the future is that it can be anything, but we don't really live in that space every day. Except every once in a while, here comes that event. And, you know, it could be anything from a wedding to a Zoom call, and we're already dreading it, or we're super excited. Maybe we're overexcited and we're worried about how we'll be perceived because we're so excited. That happens too. It can happen in either direction, where you're making yourself small or making yourself really super big and, I don't know, having some type of really big expectation of your performance in that future event or somebody else's. And so we want to get into meditation, look at the energy, and get us to a place where we're prepared. And the more you do this and just pick different events out in the future, and you practice and you change things up and you realize what works for you and what might work better, you start to get into a groove of doing it all the time. So in the simplest sense, if you were going to go to the big city and you had to park the car on the street, we all know how that is kind of a difficult task sometimes in metro centers. You might want to look at that space before you have to go do it. And so maybe it's somebody pulling out right in front of you and you're pulling in. You imagine the scene, and sometimes it goes really fast. Sometimes it goes really slow. Sometimes you want to have the option of driving around the block and finding another one. So we want to look at even that simplest piece of energy where you can get a parking space and you arrive at that event at the right time. So sometimes we have anxiety of getting to someplace too early or too late. It's like it goes both directions. So anyway, okay, I think we're ready to go. So we want to take a deep breath. We want to check in with ourselves. We want to be in the center of our head. With the future and looking into the future, we kind of want to be on top of our head and kind of up there above our body. But it's kind of fun to be in your body because you get all this information about what this future is already feeling like to your body. So it's giving you information, and we like that. And then we start categorizing, like, oh, I'm worried about this, or oh, that thing is scary, or oh, I don't want to do that at all. So just take a deep breath and get into that space in the center of your head, in that sixth chakra, that clairvoyant space. So you're already in a spot that's good for looking into the future. And as you just kind of settle into that place behind your eyes, center of your head, you might want to imagine the space like a gold energy. And just climb into that gold bubble. You might see a big screen out in front of you. You might notice that the curtains kind of open up, revealing that screen. Great. So as a spirit, we're going to hang out here. And then from the base of the spine to the center of the earth, we're going to say hello to the earth. We're going to connect with what we call a grounding cord. And this grounding cord can look many different ways. It can look like a tree trunk, can look like a rope, can look like a column of light. And as you say hello to the earth says hello back. There's many ways to connect to the earth, but using this first chakra at the base of the spine, You're letting the earth know that, like, hey, I'm saying hello, I'm human. This first chakra is helping me with all this survival stuff that happens in the background, and I need your support. And the earth is right there, saying hello back, giving you all the support you need. So sometimes when we get scared, that first chakra starts sort of vibrating differently and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Or for some of us, we do the opposite and it gets very, very tiny. So just notice how big your first chakra is right now. Does it seem like regular size? Or just in the few minutes I was talking, it already did its thing? I'd like you to just notice that you're connected to the earth right now. And you don't have to be scared. Because in present time, you're listening to me and you're not scared. And so from the soles of the feet, we're going to connect to the center of the earth as well. We're going to start to pull up some of that earth energy into our body. We're doing this all the time, but we want to make a real conscious effort. Maybe effort's the wrong word. A conscious approach to saying hello to the earth energy flowing through our body. So we allow that earth energy to bubble up through the soles of our feet, through the legs and the hips, back into that first chakra. So it's making a nice looping action. Sometimes coming through the feet, sometimes coming through that first chakra. But you're super connected to the earth. And that earth energy wants to flow all over your body. So it flows up the spine, through those energy centers, over the shoulders, down the arms, down the palms of the hands. You might want to keep your palms open. Because when we get scared, sometimes we make a fist. So we want to just keep them open. Because right now you're not scared. We're just looking at energy. We haven't even started that yet. And so we're just going to let that earth energy flow through the fifth chakra at the throat. That's clairaudience. Sixth chakra, center of the head, our clairvoyance. And out the top of the head, that claircognizance. And that top of the head is kind of fun to hang out in. But for right now, when we're sort of planning things, we want to be in the center of our head. Great. The other energetic force that we have to play with is our great big golden sun. So I'd like you to imagine that energy above your head. Maybe it looks like a giant golden sun above your head. And I'd like you to just allow that energy to flow through the upper chakras above your head, through that seventh chakra, top of the head, the center of the head, through the fifth chakra at the throat, down the spine. It's looping around all the way through the other chakras to that first chakra at the base of the spine. And then it's going to start to bubble up the front of the spine. That solar light will continue through our arms, out the palms of our hands, through our legs, and all the way back through that grounding cord back to the center of the earth. So you have earth energy reaching out to the sun, and you have the solar light reaching back all the way to the center of the earth. So between those two big energies that we're saying hello to, it's really hard to be scared. Because both of these entities, these beings of light, have seen everything on the earth, in the cosmos. We've seen it all. And so in between these energies flowing through your space, your energy gets to blossom. And in meditation, we're in this space of looking at our own energy between these two other friends of ours. We kind of can tell what the earth energy is like. We can sort of enjoy that golden sunlight energy coming through our space. And then we start to see our energy, and you might even notice the color that it is today. Just notice that color. And as you watch these energies flow through your body, including your own, you might notice three different colors at once. And then some of this energy will bubble up out the top of the head and start making its way through the layers of the aura. And so you might want to call that aura in very close to the body, about 2 feet above you, below you, side to side, front and back. It can be a super round type of aura today. It could be very oblong. It's your choice. And I'd like you to just notice different parts of the body that you might notice some activity. Sometimes just the hint of something scary and you're already feeling it in the third chakra at the solar plexus. Or maybe it's in your gut in the second chakra. Or maybe it's in your heart. Maybe it's in the throat where you're already being super quiet. You're just listening to everything. Sometimes it's in the center of your head. Sometimes it's the top of the head. Maybe it's a little puffs of little dark clouds looming around. Maybe it's different layers of your aura that's giving you information. Maybe it's that first chakra. So then we want to look at where is the location of all this sort of energy around us that's kind of not at ease. Maybe it has color, maybe it doesn't. Maybe you could just sort of tell. Is it in front of you? Is it behind you? Is it to the right of you or to the left of you? Just sort of notice the energy, the activity, the vibration of what sort of seems out of place all day long. The super sensitive psychic person is picking up energy and putting it down, moving it around, turning it inside out, getting all involved with one tiny speck of energy, and then leaving all sorts of big blobs of energy other places. All in their aura, all in their body. And so for right now, I just would like you to take a look. What's going on? We're not even in the future yet. And so sometimes, as a sort of trick or tip that I'm giving you, if you can just get into your body, pick a chakra and be there as a spirit, say hello to the earth and the sun, ground, connect to the sun, ground into the earth, pull that aura in, let all these different energies run through your space, take a look around. It's not so much of an inventory as a hello. So we want to keep saying hello to things. There's a couple of tools from the Berkeley Psychic Institute that had a very big impact on me. And one of them is the ability to just say hello to energy. So sometimes we don't need to do much about it. We just need to say hello, hello to that energy that's over my left shoulder right now. And it's all kind of squishy. Or maybe it's, you know, down below my feet. What's happening there? Is that a spirit animal? Is that a dog from another lifetime? Is it a wolf? What's happening over there? And so you just say hello. And you can say hello inside your head. You don't need to say it out loud, but it's kind of fun after a while. So just notice that space. All right. So in that space, in the center of our head, I'd like you to think of a future event. It could be a big event, it could be a little event. but something where you're a little concerned. You may not be full-blown scared, but you're a little concerned, maybe a little worried. Maybe you're already doing that sort of sidewinder thing. Things are getting kind of squishy. You're already wanting to move around things. Hasn't even happened yet. So I'd like you to put that image out in front of you, just like a postcard. It's just going to be a little representation of this future event. It could be 3 hours from now, 3 days from now, 3 weeks from now. But we just want to go maybe max a month out. So I'd like you to imagine that postcard out in front of you of that event. So it's kind of square, has those cute little edges. Maybe it's very colorful. And it's just a snapshot of kind of a little snapshot of that event. It doesn't have to be everybody that's going to be there. If it's a Zoom call, it could just be a little picture of a Zoom video monitor. And I'd like you to ground that postcard image to the center of the earth. And maybe all the color drains out of it. Or maybe it gets brighter. I'd like you to just look at what happens. And all we're doing is saying hello to that energy, and we're grounding it to the center of the earth. We're not making a decision to make it go away, turn it inside out, rip it to shreds. We haven't done any of that. All we're doing is grounding. All right. So now that you got that image out in front of you, I'd like you to notice the sense of time of that event. Are you already having an idea of how long it's going to take you to go to that event, experience that event, whatever it is? Are you already noticing that you want to be there, you don't want to be there? You're already having like a dialogue with yourself. Sometimes if you can't really notice this in the center of your head, you can flip over that postcard and see what it shows you. Maybe it's a little message. Maybe it says, don't come. Don't come here. Leave as fast as you can. You just might notice that, like, there might be a little clue there. There might be another image. There might be a word. Or there might be nothing. All of that's okay. So I'd like you to ground that to the center of the earth, whatever that is. Sometimes it's just a notion or just an idea or just a worry that kind of comes and goes. Great. So you can flip over that postcard again, that image out in front of you. And I'd like you to think of that event as being in a room, just a square room. So the energy of that event is going to be in a square out in front of you next to that postcard. And I'd like you to ground that event to the center of the earth, that square room that you're looking at. It's kind of transparent, so you can see all the corners. You can see the ceiling and the floor. And I'd like you to imagine that room filling up with energy. You're going to fill up that energy, and it's going to arrive in the future. So whenever that event happens, that energy will be in that room. And so what quality of the energy would you like? For some of us, it's easier to fill up that room with a color, bright turquoise color. That seems fun. Sometimes we want things calm, so maybe it's a dusty pink. Or sometimes we want things to happen really fast, so maybe it's like a day glow orange. So just kind of notice your preference here. I'd like you to fill up that room with that energy. For some of us, we don't see color as easy, so you might want to write a word of what you'd like to fill up that room with. And so it could be comfort, could be ease, could be fun. Sometimes we want to have a meeting where somebody tells some fantastic jokes. Everybody has a great time, so maybe you write the word laughter. Sometimes that may not be the most appropriate choice. So you can pick out a different word. And so you could pick out the word of like a hug. So whether or not people hug each other physically in that room in the future, they could feel like they got a hug. And so this is that sort of space where you're setting the energy for everybody in a very global way. You're not getting into the details, but in that sort of time frame of that event, in that room where most of the activities will take place, you're just imagining an energetic representation of a room. You're going to fill it up with energy. Great. So the other piece to this room is that I'd like you to put in a door. Maybe there's windows too, but we're not building a house. We're just building a room. So I'd like you to create an entryway. Maybe it looks like a regular door. Maybe it's just an arc. No actual doors or hinges, but an entryway you can walk into. And I'd like you to set the energy for yourself of just crossing that threshold into that room. And so no matter what happens, what space you're coming from that day in the future, it could be like passing through a little energetic arbor around you. And it makes you more excited, happy to be there. Available. Sometimes it's not so much happy as being available or being comforting or being friendly. Sometimes we have habits that we don't want to display. For example, if it's a meeting and that meeting room, it's going to have a tray of donuts and you can't control yourself with the donuts. You can put in an energy that allows you to ignore the donuts, if that's your thing. Sometimes when we pass through a room and everybody's like, oh, there they are, hi, you know, that sort of energy coming at us can make us feel very uncomfortable. And so sometimes, as a super sensitive psychic myself, I actually say hello first. Get it out of the way. So no matter how many times you're going to say hello to me, whoever those people are in that room, I've already done my job. So I'd like you to imagine walking through that room. Maybe you have this sort of energy around that doorway that gives you a little boost. Maybe it's that calm, that ease, that avoidance of the donuts. We're going to walk through that room and we're going to say hello. And what would your hello look like to all those people in the room? Would it be ease? Would it be happy little vibes? Would it be just neutral? It can be anything because it's your hello. Sometimes when we say hello to people, we like tell them everything with that one word. Other times you want to be a little more, discreet. Maybe we want to meet the moment with the energy that's required. So we don't say hello, and in that word, they're getting all the information about you for the last 5 years. Instead, it could be hello for this next hour. I'm going to give you a really big hello. Hi, how are you? Hope things are going great, but it's only going to last for 1 hour of this meeting or whatever it is. So just notice what you'd like to do here. And notice how easy and relaxing this is to think about this in the future. And you're just going to walk in and say hello, and this hello is going to be your hello. And as of right now, you've already said hello, so you don't really have to worry about it in the future. Great. Okay. Let's just take a deep breath. Notice that we're still in the center of our head. Sometimes when we think about the future, we get way out there and kind of pointy, like a tractor being out in the future, but you don't need to do that. You can be behind your eyes. You could be looking at the screen out in front of you. You got a postcard that's grounded to the center of the earth. Might be flipping around. Might be showing you a different kind of scene now. The colors might be a little different. Might be bigger or smaller than before. You have a room out in front of you. Maybe it's all shiny with different sort of gold energy or different colors that you're playing with. The room's filling up with other people that might be there for the event. We've already arranged our own entrance into that room to feel like we're walking into our own energy. We've already said hello to everybody in that room in our own certain special way. Some of us like to tell jokes, but it's not always appropriate. But then when you show up to an event, people sort of expect you to be sort of funny. So when that happens, there could be a little pressure with that. So we've taken care of that with our hello. And then anything that happens after that, it's great. Wonderful. So the other thing you can ask yourself is, who do I want to bring with me? So we all have all of these spirit guides. We have holy guardian angels. We have other types of like celestial energies to play with. Some of us hang out with the Pleiadians or the Sirians, Sirius A, Sirius B, all the celestial cosmic sort of energies out there. Some of us really like the saints or any type of religious sort of figures that we kind of use or refer back to. There's some of that going on. Sometimes we imagine emulating someone from history. Sometimes that happens too. And so after a while, super sensitive types are actually kind of hanging out with that energy of Napoleon or whoever, just making that up. But you might have your special go-tos in history, and that's okay to use them. And so when you're walking into that room, you're saying hello to everybody. Who are you walking in with? Are you bringing a couple of spirit guides with you? And they don't need to be the druid that you haven't talked to in 3 years. That was like a 3 year ago meditation. It could be something that's around you right now. Some of us have pets that have passed on. We have other family members that have passed on. Usually for a future event, as you're planning this information to sort of be there in the future, you want to use this energy that you're using right now. So around you right now, you have different spirit guides that you're turning to and asking questions or talking to, or they show up in your dreams or meditations. So who would you like to bring to this event? Because when you walk through that threshold, you don't need to be alone. You can walk in with two spirit guides around you. Some of us have spirit animals. You can bring them too. And sometimes we have imaginary, mythical creatures that we work with. And that's okay too. So I'd like you to think about walking into that room through that threshold. You're saying hello. Who else is around you? Who do you bring with you? Because sometimes it's not all about, you know, protection or being distant or being small or being scared. Sometimes you need to show up at these future events and you need to bring a lot of energy with you. Sometimes that's required. So in a room full of other people, places, and things that you'll be in the future, you'll walk into this room with your spirit guides around you, and they don't need to be spirit guides you haven't talked to for a long time. They could be somebody you're talking to right now, and I would just pick one or two. You don't want to go bananas. You might give them a job. Maybe they got to hide the donuts from you. Maybe they help you with small talk. Maybe the spirit guides will help you find a seat. Sometimes that happens in different rooms. Maybe if you have to say a few words about something, maybe it's not a full speech, but you have to say something about something, they can help you with that. So in a way, you're talking to them and not the whole room, if that helps you in the scary department. Great. So just notice who you're bringing with you. The other thing you have at your disposal is to bring any of those cosmic or psychic symbols with you. Some of us work with tarot. Some of us work with crystals. Some of us have different symbols that, you know, mean certain things to us. And you might want to bring some of those with you too. So just notice what's in your pocket. Great. The other piece we're going to look at is how long do you want this event to feel in time? Do you want it to go super fast? Do you want everybody to have a good time and leave when everybody's having a good time? Do you want to come in, say hello, and it's like you're sitting down for 15 minutes, it's over, but the whole meeting really was an hour? So sometimes the way we regulate our psychic selves is that we know we can fit a certain mold for that future event for a certain period of time. Usually I can handle things for 20 minutes. That sort of thing you want to ask yourself. Like, how long could I handle being in this energy? Is it okay now? Have I kind of moved things around in the way I'd like? The room color or word of kind of setting the space has been done. You said hello to everybody. You brought your friends, all your spirit guides that you're bringing with you, any of your psychic tools you're bringing with you. You're walking in your own special doorway where you set the energy. So is there anything else you would add? So sometimes during an event, like halfway through, the energy just kind of dissipates and it gets really boring. And it doesn't always happen like that for me, but for some folks, things get scary when the energy gets boring to them. So just sort of notice that sort of thing that happens, what kind of preferences you need to sort of tweak in that room. So if the room is too hot or too cold, if everybody feels like they're taking a nap, that can be scary to people because all that unconscious energy is not so much fun for a psychic sometimes. So just notice your little quirks and what you might need. Great. Sometimes we need everybody to have their aura pulled in. I can be like that sometimes, actually. I don't want to admit this, but it's true. If somebody's aura is too big, I start getting really mad. makes no sense, because sometimes that's required, you know. Other times it's, I think they could pull it in. So what I'm saying is, it doesn't need to make sense, but if you want everybody's aura to be a certain size around their body in that future event, you can imagine a crystal that's going to handle that for you. You don't need to be watching this or manage the energy. You can have some tool or one of your spirit guides handle that. Because your job, after you've said hello, is to be in present time. You want to be enjoying the energy, saying hello. And sort of receiving the energy that you set up. So notice if you have any other tweaks to this future event. Sometimes we can imagine the room not only in the color that we like, but it's also grounded to the center of the earth. And so you can imagine all the four corners of the ceiling and the floor kind of coming into a central point in the room, and it's going to be grounded to the center of the earth. And other times, the earth might be too much for this particular event. And if it feels like this is more of a loud, little bit chaotic type of energy, you can connect it to the sun and you do the same thing, where you pull in the four corners of this room to the center of the room. You're bringing in the ceiling, four corners into the center of the room, and you're going to connect it to the sun, our sun. And sometimes that feels better. Great. So as you're thinking about that future event, I'd like you to take a look at the energy of your body. You might notice a little chakra person up on that screen in the center of your head. Maybe off to the left. And I'd like you to just notice any energy that pops up on that little chakra person, giving you any sort of last minute clues of what you might want to tweak or change or add. So if you imagine that chakra person in the center of the room, that chakra person is you, is all your energy around your head, is evenly distributed around the body? Can you see different chakras and the little images of them within the body? Sort of a nice little aura around it. Does a chakra person need some more vibrations, energy, other colors added to it? You might want to allow that chakra person to move over to that threshold of the room. You might want to ground it to the center of the earth and connect it to the sun as well. So no matter what state you're in arriving to that event, you get a chance to walk through that threshold where you're grounded, you're connected to the cosmos, and you're ready. Great. You can just release that little chakra person back to the center of the earth. I'd like you to just let that room start to fold in and get very, very small until it's a ball of light. You can allow that ball of light to sit anywhere in your aura. Maybe it's behind your ear. Maybe it's in the back. Maybe it's out in front of you. You can still have that ball of light be grounded to the center of the earth. Great. So out in front of you, you had this postcard of the sort of first type of image of that event. And I'd like you to release that back to the center of the earth and just let it disappear. And I'd like you to just let that screen out in front of you just start to color over in just a neutral gold energy. Just let those curtains close. I'd like you to take a look around this sixth chakra center of the head. We've been out in the future for a while, so now we want to come back into present time. And I'd like you to just notice what big comfy chair you would like in the center of your head. Great. You might notice that you still have earth and cosmic energy running through your body. You might notice that aura is still about 2 feet side to side, above you, below you, front and back. And I'd like you to take a look at that first chakra again. We kind of imagined a lot of things out in the future. And so I'd like you to take a look at that first chakra and just notice how big you need it today, what color you'd like that first chakra to be. That first chakra helps us with the skeletal system. It helps us with survival. And sometimes when we look at some scary stuff or getting way out in the future, our body gets a little bit unnerved. So just look at that first chakra. Notice that it has earth and cosmic energy running through. It's filling up your own energy in that first chakra you might need more of. So just take another look at what color that energy is that you're running right now. That's all your own. In between the earth and cosmic energy from the sun. I'd like you to take a look at that second chakra just below the navel, deep in the gut. I'd like you to notice how big that chakra is, the size you'd like it to be, and the color. And then in the third chakra, that solar plexus. I'd like you to notice how big it is, how small it is, the shape, the color. I'd like you to adjust that third chakra, that solar plexus. It's all that get up and go energy. I'd like you to reset it for present time right now, because we were way out in the future. And so now we can come back and just notice what we need now. Great. Okay. So I'd like you to take another deep breath. Notice that you're still in that space behind your eyes. You might let that outer layer of your aura be a certain color, kind of putting you back into present time and the next things that you got to do. We have more for you on Inflow Radio, and Venus Andrect is next. For surfing the psychic waves with me today on InflowRadio.com. You can find me on Twitter at Christina Surfing, or find me surfing the psychic waves on SoundCloud or on Facebook, and let me know what waves you're surfing.
This show is brought to you by InFlowRadio.com, the best curated talk radio network for personal development, wellness, spirituality, and conscious business.